Good to see you this evening. I will try my best, or if I'm going to give an update of a speech I had a long time ago, just for a sentence or two, and then get to my main point. It was Parenting 101 a while back, and I had a verse that I had come to, and because of my post-it notes, I had to skip over it. And it was about the young people, or if you will, the act of drunkenness. And so I skipped that point, and I would like to add a word to it, and then get on to my main point. I was going to have 1 Corinthians 6:10 as a scripture that was make that point, and I had that ready, and of course I'm going to paraphrase. It's about drunkards and other people, but not inheriting the kingdom of God. A stronger one, I felt, was abstaining from all appearance of evil, and that is found in 1 Thessalonians 5:22. And lastly, my favorite one, it was this, and be not drunk with wine, where is an excess, but filled with the Holy Spirit. And that is Ephesians 5:18. And I thought that to be the most precise that I found, and keeping you away from those bad habits. And most effective, in other words. Also, one thing about me, I found in Colossians 3:18-20, a very concise way of putting the family in order, and it's God's words, of course, scripture, and I'll use that in just a moment as I come back to that scripture. Now, about tonight, Mr. Stan Coggs had brought to us a message, and it was found in, let me see if I can find it here, but it was found, and he said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And that's in Philippians 4:13. Now, they did a wonderful speech, and I wanted to expound upon the verse before that verse of his speech. And it went basically like this. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And of course, that's Philippians 4:12, not 4:13. And I wanted to say a few words about that, the aspects of the faith or the confidence that you have in Christ. Can be psychologically, to me, much more or easier in hard times, so to speak, and other than versus the opposite of having good times. I have some examples of both good and bad, or difficult and easy, and I'll give those to you. Myself, I've used this to come through these things with the faith of Christ. Using the faith of Christ, and the first one, it's rather difficult, but if you will, I was facing two felonies. I was having bad times, and of course, the charges were erroneous charges, as my record, or so-called record, is unmarred, and it was my stepfather who was making up these charges, a brilliant strategy, as far as I'm concerned, to get back at my mother. But naturally, I wanted to, do unchristian things to the man. But my faith in Christ allowed me to get through this so-called bad or tough time. And I'll give you the scripture that I use the most often to get me through this. I wanted to, if we will, use the aspects of Jesus or God himself, and so I looked up this scripture, and It states, basically, this would be paraphrasing from his the scripture. Well, I'm paraphrasing a little bit. Well, a partial sentence, a partial verse is what I meant to say. God, of course, retaineth not his anger forever, but delighteth in mercy. So I cannot hang on to my anger, which I felt or had to this man, but I had to show mercy through lack of retribution that I sought, and I did make things come through. Now, upon the good aspects or the easy aspects, I find it to be much more difficult to have confidence or faith, if you will. They can be more difficult through these through these distractions and temptations. They can be, if you will, pulled to the side. I do have two examples of those. And one of them is, of course, money. And the second, do not laugh at this, as I'm a newly married man, but they're women also, as in their pulchritude, which is the natural beauty of a woman, can be very tempting, very distracting to a gentleman in his course of life. And that can be a temptation to most men here. The verses that I do have come from the money part. I tried to imagine myself having a bunch of money, and I've talked to Mr. Cox, and he has talked about about giving to the church, and of course, as we're poor, we give as much as we can, and well, we keep an equilibrium between living and giving to the church. But upon striking rich, if one were to do that through lottery or any other means, inheritance, what have you, this would mean that you would be expected more to support the church or to give to the church. And I thought about that, and I said, gee, if I struck it rich, would God be rich as well? And I said, 100% for me, 0% for God. It doesn't seem right. And of course, I thought, playing, I call it mental tennis back and forth. I thought of giving more to the church in my mind. And I said, that would seem much more fair and much more, much more fair. And I have a verse to, if you will, help us to do that. And it says, Jesus' words, or a quote from from Luke 18:25, "For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." And I thought that was just a marvelous verse to remind us to, be humble. And another thing about here comes the second topic, the pulchritude of women being a distraction. I have another verse for that, and it says, basically, when I read the scripture, it's like God standing there to me as the general, and I'm the private going, "Sir, yes, sir." And so I tend to be a better person and be more truthful following God's word. It's almost like being in the army of God. Now, that says in Colossians 3:19, "Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them." And I thought that very concise, very important, and so far, I've been faithful. Now, tonight I do not know the hearts of men at all, and we are here to offer you an invitation to get things right with God. You are allowed to come down here and confess that God, or Jesus, is the Son of God, and you're allowed to be baptized to wash your sins away this evening, or any other spiritual needs that you do have. We do now ask you to come at this moment.